With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. After saying yesterday that burnout operations on the Lolo Peak fire were likely responsible for destroying two homes and several outbuildings, fire managers are now saying they need more time to be sure. Lolo Peak Fire Incident Commander Greg Ponson.
We're currently doing a review to gather all of the facts about what happened and when, and at the end of that review, we're going to make all of that information known.
Fire managers have been relying on burnouts to reinforce the containment line around the fire and say their tactics have made it possible to save hundreds of homes during recent high wind events. A timber sale that aims to reduce fire danger has been approved by the Bitterroot National Forest near last year's Roaring Lion fire site. Bitterroot National Forest Supervisor Julie King announced today that Pyramid Mountain Lumber of Sealy Lake has been awarded a timber contract for the Westside Collaborative Vegetation Management Project on the Darby Sula Ranger District. The project includes over 2,000 acres of National Forest System lands between Lost Horse Creek and Roaring Lion Creek, southwest of Hamilton. The Forest Service says it will improve forest health and reduce hazardous fuels and lower crown fire hazards, while also restoring wildlife and native plant habitat and diversity. In addition to commercial and non-commercial timber harvests, the project also includes prescribed fire for fuels reduction. The Bitterroot Community Wildfire Protection Plan identified the project as a high priority for fuels reduction in the wildland-urban interface. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service says they're reopening the public comment period on the future of the National Bison Range. That's in response to feedback the agency got earlier. Service officials will hold a public meeting in Missoula next week. Fish and Wildlife Service spokesman Ryan Mooring says the meeting is part of an ongoing scoping process for the National Bison Range's Comprehensive Conservation Plan.
That CCP, as we call it, is a 15-year plan that sort of guides the way that each refuge is managed.
This will be the third meeting hosted by the Fish and Wildlife Service to help the public learn about management plans that are being considered for the National Bison Range and areas within that refuge complex, including the Lost Trail, Nine Pipe, and Pablo National Wildlife Refuges.
We would recommend anyone that has a vested interest in the future of how the National Bison Range is managed to come out to this meeting.
The meeting is scheduled for next Wednesday, August 30th at 6 p.m. in the Missoula Public Library. Two similar meetings were held in June in Polson and Kalispell, each with a turnout of only about 15 people. At both meetings, people raised concerns about understaffing at the Bison Range, invasive weed management, and the status of special agreements between the Fish and Wildlife Service and the Confederated Salish and Kootenai Tribes regarding co-management opportunities. Following those meetings, Mooring says there was a call from some of the project's cooperating partners to hold another meeting and reopen the public comment period, which had been closed June 19th. Concerns were raised by the CSKT, the Bureau of Indian Affairs, Lake County, and Sanders County. Public comments are again being accepted. For more information about attending next week's meeting in Missoula or where to send comments, visit mtpr.org. Montana's last best places are fueling growth and supporting a multi-billion dollar outdoor and recreation industry. That's according to a new study released today by Headwaters Economics Research.
It exists throughout the sectors. It's not just in retail. It's not just in hotels. It's also in manufacturing. It's also in real estate, right? It's also in health. All these other sectors are part of the outdoor economy.
Ray Rasker of Headwaters Economics says Montana's outdoor economy is not limited to just guiding and waitressing in resort towns. He's unveiled his organization's study at the last Best Outdoors Fest in Columbia Falls today. It says that outdoor recreation provides 71,000 direct jobs and $7.1 billion in consumer spending in Montana. A handful of business leaders, professional adventure athletes, and Senator John Tester spoke on a panel about the role of public lands in their respective fields. That was followed by outdoor local music, food, and beer, and a festival across the street. The Last Best Outdoors Fest is hosted by Businesses for Montana's Outdoors and the Montana Brewers Association. I'm Eric Whitney.